Delta Flodge Outdoors. Today is May the 19th. I'm sitting here today with my youngest son, Hunter.
Hi.
We were just out here in the shop going to record a quick podcast, talk about a few things we did. So yesterday we went out to the area we've got set up for their box stand. We haven't finished, hadn't had any time to even work on their box stand in the past probably 5 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks, Hunter?
Yeah, a couple months.
And we haven't worked on it in the past couple months. And then once we get started back on that, we'll put a complete little video series together, package of what we're doing to it. Then we went and filled feeders up.
Yeah, with the new blend that we're trying out for the DFO feed.
Yeah, and once we got it set up and we looked, there's y'all spring plot. Looks like I need to go on and plow it under. It's got some weeds coming up.
Yeah.
Yes, and, sir. So then we'll we've got a design that we're gonna use for a fall plot here. That's kind of a something we're mixing in house in a few different things and variations. See how it turns out. So I think when we get done with this, I believe Hunter wanted to use his saddle some today in practice.
Yeah.
You've got it all laying around right here in the shop.
Right there.
You know where it's all at?
Yes.
You haven't lost of my climbing sticks that you use with it?
Yes, sir, but I hope not.
Okay. So we'll go do that later today, and then we just been out here. He was watching a little TV while I did an estimate for a job, and then wanted to record here. Like I said, we're diving into probably next weekend. It'll be a long weekend. We're going to see about plowing next weekend and doing some work here around the house. Then the following weekend, so 2 weeks from now, we ought to be able to work on the box stand some. Hopefully, the Ford place and the warranty have decided what the heck they're going to do with my personal truck. It had I've mentioned here before, it's in the shop still. I've got the 6.7 Ford Power Stroke, and when the fuel system goes kaboom in it, it usually messes the motor up, and that's where we're at on mine right now. And it's like I said, it's got a warranty. I don't care who pays for it. You know, like the Ford place and the warranty can figure out who's paying for it. I don't really care. It's been a month and a half, 2 months going on now that it's been in the shop. But I've even told them, look, just replace it. Send me the bill. I'll pay it, then sort it out with you. But they're kind of just meandering about with it. So that brings us into what we're going to discuss. We've postponed our Nebraska scouting trip because we're waiting to get that truck back.
Yeah.
So I think Hunter's excited about going to Nebraska to scout.
That'll be fun, and camp and all that good stuff.
So we'll jump into that, and hopefully next month. I was wanting to go before it got super hot, but I don't know what y'all call super hot in Nebraska. We're used to South Louisiana weather, so like it won't really bother us, I guess. We want to go up there and spend a weekend. Myself, Hunter, probably Trapper. We'll camp, cook out, hang out, just like a guys' weekend while we scout and see if it's something I'm interested in putting in for a tag for next year. Because like I said, they do 10,000 tags, and you kind of got to be Johnny on the spot and get one before everybody else gets one. I actually recorded the other night. Go ahead, Hunter. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Hunter won't be hunting Nebraska with me this year. He was said before, and he's 9. He'll be 10 this year in September. Like, I'll probably go the week before his 10th birthday and come back and I got to see what the dates fall out. His birthday's September the 6th, so I got to see what the dates fall out.
It's on a Friday.
Yeah. So it's on the first weekend.
It's on the Friday September. Before the weekend.
Oh. I'm going to miss your birthday. I'm going hunting instead. this would be Friday this year, Saturday next year. You're trying to, like, mess all my Nebraska plans up, huh? We have to put – then the following weekend, wait. So the following Friday's mine and your mom's anniversary, huh?
Yeah.
So 2 weeks right there. So should I skip your birthday or our 5th anniversary? Or both?
You know.
Or neither?
Kind of a hard one. If you had to skip one, I'd say the anniversary.
Skip the anniversary and go deer hunting?
I mean, because, all right, hear me out. Is it that important to, like, I mean, I get the whole anniversary thing, but is it that important? Because I think the marriage is the most important, not like the years that you have been married. Like, no one cares about how long you've been married. I mean, yeah, it's always good to like know, but sometimes, like, I wonder.
That's a good conversation to have. We probably shouldn't let your mother hear this one, huh? We'll figure that out, because that would mess up the next 2 to 3 years of Nebraska trips.
Yeah.
So we'll see. So once we get the truck back, we will go scout. Then I think, just like I said, he'll be 10 this year. I've got to check a few things. He's been practicing a little bit with his bow. I got to get it adjusted so he can shoot more. I'm just helping him up from one bow to another one, so we got to get the other bow set up for him. Might weekend after next go drop it off the shop and have it adjusted. I actually ordered my new bow the weekend. I've got a Pro 24 gearhead coming in. If y'all aren't familiar with gearhead archery, check them out. The bows are really cool. Like I said, I got the Pro 24. It's a Disruptor Pro 24. I'm trying to pull out the exact, because I want to have the when I tell you about it, I want to actually not just be, you know, it's adjustable and it's draw from 26 to 30 inch. It's adjustable on its weight. You can get a 55 or 65 or 65 to 75. And then they got several drip options. The axle to axle is 24 and like 24.625, so basically like 24 and 2/3 of an inch. I know that's a hard, weird number of a way to put it. I'm trying to figure out. I'm drawing a mind blank. 4 1/4 pounds. So brace height 6.5 inches, and has an adjustable let off up to 85%. So pretty cool little setup. Being a saddle hunter, it'll make it better with it being, since it's smaller, to fit in a tight area. And yeah, we'll leave a link in the, you can say that out loud, Hunter. He's over here with
me. He's going to leave a link in the comments below in case you want to check it out for yourself.
Yeah. So he wanted to whisper it instead of saying it. Then when I went to say it, he's just going to blurt it out. But so yeah, we'll go with that. And that's the bow I'll be shooting this year. He's going to be learning to shoot he's got a Bear archery. The adjustable from like 13 to 28 or whatever inch draw, and 10 pounds, like 70 pounds, whatever it is. It's one of the Bear Elements, I believe. And that's what he'll be. Him and his brother both have one. They're two of my older bows. One's a 2012 model, and one's a 2018 model. And that's what they'll be shooting. Learn, moving up to, like I said, I'm going to take Hunter's to the shop, the local shop, for the next couple weeks, drop it off, take him, let him get it with me. That way, they'll probably have to order some strings for it. Then once he gets the strings ordered, I'll take him with me, and they'll have it adjusted to him, so he'll be able to start shooting it and practicing. So he'll be 10 this year. He won't make any bow hunts this year. Next year, he'll probably make a bow hunt trip with me. Then, depends on how he does towards the end of the year, I might take him on a rifle hunt off of our place. They rifle hunt our place, but he had some close calls last year. He showed some, you know, for 9 years old last year. He's killed one deer already with a crossbow when he was 8, and then last year I would have let him shot it. I told him it was clearly up to him. Deep down, didn't want him to shoot it, but it was up to him. We had a spike come out at probably 80 yards to our left, and we're sitting on the ground against some rocks, and the deer worked its way all the way within, what, 20 feet of us, Hunter?
Yes, sir.
Before he realized that we wasn't rocks sitting there.
Then he kind of like scooched behind the tree and then went to running.
Yeah, he ran off after scooched behind the tree and ran off to about probably 70 yards, stopped and looked at us. He still could have had a shot, but he didn't shoot it. And then I think it was the next evening, we were sitting set up in the same area, and one of our good shooter bucks because it went through chasing a doe, and at about 150 yards through the bottom there, and Hunter got to see it. It was that drop tie nine that chasing it, and I'm just glad he was that far, and Hunter didn't have an opportunity to shoot him, because I don't know if I could have let him pull the trigger on that deer. And it's about 140 to 150 inch drop tie nine, really good deer. So don't know if I can let him shoot that this early in life, ruin him, because that's what a lot of guys talk about in these podcasts, and y'all give us your opinion of it. You have kids that are shooting that are 6-7 years old shooting 150 class inch deer and bigger, and it's like, you know, I know for myself and a lot of you guys, we didn't grow up that way. So it's like, you're making it where it's so like that. What they're talking about is it's being made so easy for kids these days that they don't even actually enjoy the sport of hunting. And it's like one of the guys on the podcast I listen to, his son calls it, it's not deer hunting, it's deer waiting. He doesn't want to go do it because it actually reminded me of my 11-year-old. That's how he would refer to it. It's like, I'm not going to just sit there and wait all day. Like, this is deer waiting. No. And so he's not ate up with the bug like Hunter is. Let's see, it's 9 o'clock Sunday morning. Your brother's probably still asleep, huh?
Probably.
So, Hunter and I came out here to work on some stuff and do. So we're, just hanging out in the shop. So what is your goal this year for hunting season, Hunter?
My goal is to at least get a deer.
That's a deer? As long as you shoot a deer. It could be a doe. It could be a decent buck. You just want to shoot a deer again this year, huh?
I mean, I would hope for, like, a decent buck. But I would be perfectly fine with the doe, too.
Perfectly fine with the doe, too?
But
you just want the opportunity to shoot one again?
Right. It's just, you feel so good just sitting there looking at it through the scope, waiting to pull the trigger, but then it runs away.
But then it runs away, huh? No. That's because you get so excited. Like last year, we had one come in, and I'm telling him, sit still. And he's like, I'm not moving. He looked like a little bobblehead doll on the dash of a car, like his head wobbling, and he didn't even know he was moving. I wish I'd have been filming. It was funny as hell. He didn't seem to think so. But that was opening morning of youth season. And
we had the doe come out and bust us.
Yeah, we got busted by a doe. Like, I've had cameras up at that point in that area for 6 months. We've never had a deer come from that way. And we set up to shoot the way they'd always been coming, and that one just came right in from there. Hunter says he could have made the shot. I did. It was like 45, 50 yards. I probably should have let him. I stopped him. And afterwards, we did a little shooting, and I realized that, hey, he shoots better than I thought. I should have let him take the shot. So it was a good-sized doe. It was older, mature doe. She was probably 4 years old plus. So,
you know, cracks me up. Every time we went hunting on our place, deer have always come from the wrong area.
Yeah, except, like, when we've set up, like, I've set up with my saddle, and they've came from what I expected, and I've been able to adjust for that and everything. But, like, when I've taken him and we've set up, like, every indication they'll be coming from in front of us, they'll come from behind us. And it's, you know, so it's been a learning experience for him and me on this place. And it's been great. We've enjoyed it, I think. And I think, I know at his age, like, I didn't kill my first deer until I was 10, 2 months shy of 11. And so he killed his right after his eighth, it was December 23rd. So 3 months after his, 3.5 months after his eighth birthday. Last year, he should have got his second one, and we never let him pull the trigger. So this year, he'll get his second, hopefully his third, too. And so we'll, that's where we're at. And I think, what else you got to add, Hunter? You about ready to get your hunting gear together?
I think that's kind of all today that we can talk about, because there's nothing really on the top of my mind.
Is nothing on top of your mind? No. So I'm going to start wrapping it up. You can hop up and go on and where's your gear at? Is that yours right there or in that stool, or is that one of mine?
I think
that's one of yours. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up. This was Julius Craig with Delta Lodge Outdoors, and I had Hunter Craig sitting in here with us today. Thank you all for y'all's time. Delta Lodge Outdoors.